Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dream On podcast. This is your host, Jennifer, and this is season 3, episode 4. This is a long-awaited episode. It's about a topic that some of you probably know a lot about, some of you know nothing about, and others are confused about. And I'm hoping that today we can clear up some things for you. We'll discuss it. I have a guest today. And I would like her to introduce herself right now, if that's cool.
Yes. Hi, I'm Bridget. I'm Jennifer's sister. And the topic we're talking about today, it's something I witnessed firsthand. And let me just say, it was bizarre. I didn't know what it was. We were all confused. Let's just say that.
Shifting is something that has made its way into a lot of communities on the internet. It started on TikTok. It lives well on TikTok.
It does. It is still very much alive on TikTok. And you'll mostly find it in some of the bigger fandom spaces, such as like Harry Potter, My Hero Academia, stuff like that, where there's just a very big community and they're all very passionate about the source material.
So in this episode, we will tell you about different shifting methods that people use. We're going to talk about, obviously, like what shifting is in its entirety, and that differs slightly based on who you ask. And the communities that it differs in, it differs within the shifting community, like amongst the, would you call them the expert shifters? Like, would you call them the teachers?
I feel like there's bigger shifting creators, okay, and they share their methods and what has worked for them, but there is no specific, like, I created shifting. No. I am the shifter supreme. Like, that's not a thing. Mm-hmm. It's just people who have done it or have claimed to do it and then are telling other people how to replicate it.
Yes. But anyway, just to give you the outline for the episode, we'll talk first about what shifting is, if you're confused. Then we'll talk about the methods. Then we're going to talk about shifting culture and some of the things that come with that. And there are some benefits that I found when I was researching this, but I also found a lot of dangers and things that were not so good. And then at the end, Bridge and I will discuss some of the questions that we're left with, from all of this, because as you'll see, there are a lot of questions that you have at the end when you know about everything. So I hope that overall it's just a comprehensive episode. And if you're someone who's interested in shifting, I hope you learn what you want to learn. And if you're someone who doesn't know anything about it, I hope that you leave the episode feeling more educated.
Hey, and maybe even more people, if the listeners have questions, we can do a follow-up episode.
Yes.
Where we answer all of your questions.
We totally could. So to open us up here, I have a quote from Mashable.com because I thought that it summed up shifting really well. So the quote is, "Shifting relies on the assumption that there are infinite realities, and the act of shifting directs your consciousness to a different reality. Shifting appears to be a combination of meditation, astral projecting, and lucid dreaming, but shifters insist that shifting is different." Now, this obviously leads us to kind of the first controversy surrounding shifting, which is that the shifting creators, right, and people in the shifting community, they're like, you know, I know that you guys are trying to classify shifting as like lucid dreaming or meditation or some sort of vision, but it's not. You're transferring your consciousness into another reality, and you are actually mentally or spiritually going there, and you are really there, and it's really happening. It's not something that's just happening in your own mind. You're really there. And obviously, scientists are not super into that idea. So scientists, when you ask them about what shifting is, they'll talk about the fact that shifting takes place during the hypnagogic stage of sleep, right before you drift off, or alternatively, right after you fall asleep and when you start to dream.
Yeah, so when you supposedly shift your consciousness, you're going into your alternate self in this reality, which begs the question, why do you have an alternate self in that reality? And how are you suddenly replacing their consciousness with your own? And that's a question that has not been answered by the shifting community.
No, it hasn't.
They kind of just believe that since you are taking over that body, that your alternate self won't remember that that happened, and they won't care, I guess. I'm not too sure, but that's essentially how you get there and how you interact with that reality and that world.
Yeah, so while I was doing research for this, obviously a lot of different things come up when you think about your consciousness taking over the body of a different version of yourself. That leaves you with a lot of questions.
It does.
About how that turns out. And so I was like, surely, you know, the big creators within this community have answered questions like this, because otherwise, like, where would they be? It's a pretty basic question. But overall, I was able to find pretty much nothing. They actually, in general, refuse to answer questions like this. And I'm not trying to, like, slam them for that or anything. Like, maybe it truly does not, like, matter to them or their community. I really don't know, because I'm not someone that was ever part of the shifting community. You know, I was doing all the research on this for this episode. It's not something that I knew a lot about before. But those questions, right, for everyone else are obviously something that you might think of and be like, you know, that's interesting. But
well, especially outside the shifting community, because inside, they are all so focused on how to shift and how to get to their desired reality that they don't think about how it would actually affect people in a different reality, how it would affect their alternate self. And it's just very, like, shifters are very hyper-focused on their goal, which is admirable. However,
they have a lot of dedication, as we'll see when we go into the methods. Like, these methods, some of them take real dedication to achieve
it. They do.
It takes a lot of concentration and, like, willpower. And so you cannot say that this community of people is not dedicated or passionate, because they really are, and it's very obvious.
Yeah. You definitely have to put in a lot of effort.
Now, to go into the methods of shifting and the actual process of shifting. Shifting, where you take your consciousness and you go into the body of your alternate self from the other universe. We will refer to them as a clone in this episode. When you go into the clone and you essentially become them for a while, right? While you're doing that and you're in that universe, your physical body, in most of the, like, words of the shifting creators, is asleep. You leave your body, and you're not in your body at that time. And typically you're doing this when you go to bed. So your physical body is in your bed and your conscious mind is in the other body. And in order to reach that other universe, you can't just, like, go to sleep. You have to do certain things, obviously, because otherwise everyone would shift every night, every time we went to bed. And two of the most common methods that I found were, first of all, the Raven method, which is arguably the most commonly used, and it's arguably the most popular. And the Raven method involves lying down in a starfish position and counting down from 100 while imagining your desired reality. And for those of you who listen to this podcast normally, this is going to sound pretty familiar for you, because this is actually a method for falling into a lucid dream. Coincidentally, they don't refer to it as the Raven method. I have heard of it referred to as the starfish method in the lucid dreaming community. And it's just, you'll imagine a dream that you want to fall into, and then you try to maintain your hold on your consciousness while your body goes to sleep and try to really visualize it. And then hopefully when you cross that barrier between being awake and being asleep, you'll fall into that lucid dream and you'll still be conscious. So, you know, it's interesting to see the shifting method next to the lucid dreaming method, and then hear that many shifters are very adamant about the fact that it's not lucid dreaming. It has nothing in common with it. They're completely different things because shifting, they say, is real, and lucid dreaming obviously is just a dream.
Yeah. Also, one of the key parts of shifting is what they call scripting. And scripting is when you basically write out what you want in that reality. So say a shifter wants to go to Hogwarts and they want to be a Slytherin, then that's what they would write on their script. And when you fall asleep, you want to make sure that you write like, oh, an hour in real time, like in this reality when I'm asleep, will be 3 days in the alternate reality where I am. And you need to script like when and how you'll wake up, because hypothetically, if you don't, then you will just stay asleep in that reality and it will be very difficult for you to wake up.
So the other method that I wanted to talk about besides the Raven method was the Alice in Wonderland method. And when I talked to Bridget about this one, she hadn't heard about it, but from what I saw, it was pretty common. So maybe that's like popular in maybe like a foreign language group of shifters, yeah, or something, you know, because obviously there are niche communities within the overall shifting community. But the Alice in Wonderland method requires the shifter to visualize themselves running after a person from their desired reality. So for example, Draco Malfoy,
of classic. Course,
the icon, who essentially is the reason that shifting began. Like, he is a huge,
yeah,
part of the shifting people's like consciousness. Like, he's an icon.
A lot of people began shifting because they wanted to date Draco Malfoy.
Yes, like it's very
Hogwarts.
Common. But anyway, you chase after the person and then you imagine yourself jumping down the rabbit hole after them and following them. And presumably you would obviously like wake up in that reality with them or somewhere near them. So pretty self-explanatory. It makes sense why it's named that, but this is not something that, is a recognized method within lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
But, scripting is.
Scripting is.
Scripting a dream is relatively common within the lucid dreaming community, just because you'll put yourself in a scenario that's recognizable. And maybe just even having a place that you design in your mind that you want to visit, something like that is very common. So you can see that the shifting threads and the lucid dreaming threads are quite entwined, which makes sense why this is on this podcast, right? Because if it didn't have anything to do with dreaming, I wouldn't be talking about it. So they have a lot in common.
Yeah, there's another really common method that Jennifer didn't hear about, but I knew. And that's basically where you just write your script and you put it under your pillow and then you go to sleep, like thinking about your reality, and like that will ideally put you in it. It's not really like a strong method, but I guess it's just like power of determination. Like,
yeah,
I'm going to shift.
And then they do.
And then they do.
Yeah.
And then they date Draco Malfoy.
They really do.
And they're so happy.
Yeah, they are. And this, all of this, you know, you hear about this, and if you're not someone who came to this episode looking to figure out how to shift, and you're someone who is just listening to this out of curiosity, or maybe you just listened to my podcast and you turned on this episode not knowing what you were getting into.
Shout out.
I need to clarify for you that shifting, there are real life adults that are in the shifting community. This is obviously widely, this is a community of young teenagers who are the audience for this. But I need to tell you that the leaders of this community are people who are like in their 20s. Like, we have real adults that are leading the shifting charge. And they are not like middle schoolers that are guiding this movement. We have real grown-up people that are saying, yes, I am a shifting expert. I know how to shift, and I'm sharing this with other people so they can do it too.
Yeah, just today, before we started recording, I was looking at like shifting TikToks, and there was this person, and they were talking about anti-shifters. That's what they call people who don't believe in shifting and who, like, basically are like, oh, that's, there's no way that's real. But they were saying that, like, they are getting their psychology degree and they know shifting is real. They have proof that it's real. And I just think that set, like, that's very misleading. Like, just because you as, like, have experienced it and you are also consequently getting your psychology degree, that doesn't mean that you, like, know that. Like, it's kind of like correlation does not equal causation.
No, it does not.
It was just like, and if you're 13 years old and you see someone and they're like, I'm gonna be a psychologist, you're gonna believe them.
Yeah.
Because they know more than you and they're older than you.
It's not your fault as the child in this situation that you're influenced by someone like that.
And as a child, you want to believe. Uh-huh. You really do. Like, even if you're like a younger teenager and you're like, oh, I'm over it, like I'm grown, like there's still remnants of childhood that you want to believe that you can be like in this magical world.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's nothing wrong with escapism and like reading. Like, that's where a lot of this comes from, right? Like, people who are really big fans of books and movies and stuff, and like they love this media and they love these characters so much. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. I've been really adamant on this show about how much I love literature and reading, and like right now I'm staring at my beautiful bookshelf covered in so many books that I love so much. But the problem is when love turns into delusion
and complete obsession.
And obsession, that's when there becomes an issue instead of just a passion. Like, there's a line.
A hyperfixation,
mm-hmm,
it's not the same as enjoying something. Yeah. Like, if it is all you can think about, of course, like, outside of if you have some sort of, like, mental, if you are neurodivergent and you tend to have more hyperfixations, like, that's different.
It is.
If you are choosing to solely put all of your focus into shifting to Harry Potter, that is not healthy.
Mm-mm.
Because you are no longer focusing on your own real life. You are focusing on this idea of your clone living a different life than yours, and you want that life.
And now, even though I think that I have probably already lost the people listening to this who wanted to try to learn about shifting, if you are one of those people who is trying to shift and you're still listening, thank you for continuing instead of just shutting it off. I did want to say, right, one of the arguments that is for the idea of shifting, well, there are a couple. First off is the idea that more and more science is on the side of there being actual parallel universes besides ours. Like, they really do think that there are other dimensions and like other universes out there. And I totally think that, like the existence of dark matter, they really think that dark matter might be a result of there being at least one parallel universe to our own, which is super interesting. And obviously, that in and of itself supports the idea within shifting that there are other realities that are different from ours.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes sense. But the thing is, right, one of the things that shifters say that's supposed to support the idea that shifting is real is that it is clearer and longer and more realistic and more vivid than any dream could ever be. And I am telling you, as someone that has spent hours and years inside of lucid dreams, I'm telling you that is just not possible, because a lucid dream, when you're really in a deep sleep and you're in a good, well-structured lucid dream, it is just like real life. It is exact. The textures are the same. The lighting is perfect. There are no lighting glitches. It's not like a video game. It's not the bleary, like blurry memory that you have of your dream when you wake up. Like, it is real life, because your mind, right, which is the thing that's constructing the dream, knows what real life looks like and feels like and tastes like and smells like. Like, your brain is an incredible computer and it's making a simulation for itself when you go to sleep at night, and it knows what to do to make it feel real because you live in real life every single day. You know exactly what it is to be in the world around you, and you experience it every single day, and it's not hard for your mind to simulate that. And so the whole argument that shifting is more clear than a dream and it's more realistic, like, that's just not true, because every time I lose a dream, it is exactly like reality. When I look around and I look into the eyes of the people in the dream, I know that they are not real, but I'm telling you that they look and act just like real people. The only difference is sometimes we're in the middle of the ocean, stranded on a raft, and like Barbie shows up. Like, it, you know, dreams are insane, okay? But shifting has a lot of insane content too.
Yeah.
And
one of the main like motivators for shifting is because people really want to date these characters, mm-hmm. and they are just so obsessed with these characters, and it's just like, oh, I got railed by Draco Malfoy. And it's like, why are you sharing this on the internet?
I think that this brings us into our questions section, right? Because more than anything else, when you're not someone who is engrossed within shifting culture, I think that you hear about it and you're like, surely people don't actually believe that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that within the community, as much delusion as there is, I think that there is also the ongoing lie, because I do not believe that everyone in there thinks that it's real.
Yeah.
I don't think that, but I think that allowing yourself to lie to yourself is not good or healthy. And also, when you start lying to other people, like we talked about, if you're a 21-year-old and your audience is 12-year-olds and you're telling them that this is real and that they can just do this, right, and escape their life, which in and of itself is not a healthy sentiment, that is wrong.
I mean, you know, it's bad when in the community they're always like, oh, be careful, you can get stuck. Like, it's just... it feels like there's so much risk for such little payoff, because there's so many people that can't shift. They try and try and try, and they get so frustrated, and there's still people telling them that are like, you just have to try harder. And they can't, because some people have a lot of trouble trying to lucid dream.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are not someone who can remember your dreams, like, shifting is going to be very difficult for you, because ultimately, it is just lucid dreaming.
It's lucid dreaming, and it is meditation and visualization and self-hypnosis. Those are like all of the ingredients that you pour into, and then you get what people refer to as shifting. And I should also say that the whole idea that, like, you know, oh my gosh, I spent 6 months in my shifting world, or like, yeah, my alternate reality.
Oh, they call it a desired reality.
Yes, the desired reality. We gotta use real terminology.
Yeah, we gotta use the shifting terms.
Like, there was a famous TikTok that like went viral because that girl was crying. Because she woke up.
Yeah, there was one. So a lot of times they're like, oh, I'm on the verge of shifting, and I know because I felt a character's hand on my shoulder or something. And there was this one TikTok that went super viral, and it's this girl crying because she was like, I shifted and Draco Malfoy like told me, like, he like welcomed me home and he was so happy to see me, and I was just crying and he was wiping my tears. And it's like, well, why was he welcoming you home if you are just replacing yourself? Why do they know that it's you from another reality? And one of the things that people script is that your clone won't know that you are it, like, from another reality. Your clone will have no idea. And the question is, will your clone remember what happened when you are in them and just think that everything is normal, they were making those decisions themselves? Or will that be gaps in their memory? Will that just be them thinking they're going insane. So, like, it's all just, there's a lot of moral questions that go along with, like, replacing yourself, essentially.
And I need to tell you guys again, because it can be hard to sit here and listen from an outside perspective and be like, there is no way that people believe this. Like, with all of these questions, there is no freaking way that people think this is real. But I'm telling you, there are people that are so engrossed in this community and they're so deep in it that it's all they see and all they hear. And when you have thousands of other people saying that they are shifting or they're trying to shift or they're so close to doing it, like, it is so easy to just listen to the people around you and be like, surely there's no way that all of these people are wrong and I'm right. Like, you don't believe that as a human being, because our instinct is to listen to other people because we're social animals and we don't want to stand out and we don't want to be the one that ruins it for everyone else. And so we listen to it and we're like, we hear it enough times and we start to believe it.
Yeah. If you have, like, TikTok, I would encourage you to, if you still, like, don't believe it, I would encourage you to look at, to search up, like, shifting methods.
Shifting realities.
Shifting realities, anti-shifting. Because when you search anti-shifting, there is a lot of people in the shifting community who will be bashing people who don't believe in shifting. And saying, well, oh, like, you just hate it because you haven't done it and you can't do it. And, like, you just have to believe more and that's how you shift. And
that's called gaslighting, if you don't know. Like, if this doesn't work for you,
then you just don't
believe. You just don't believe hard enough.
You're not believing hard enough.
You're the problem. Like, that is gaslighting.
Yeah. It's just like, and these people have thousands and thousands of followers, people that respect them, and they're telling them that they're not believing hard enough. And then they're like, oh, I guess I just have to try harder. But trying won't get them anywhere.
Because it's not real.
You can't shift into a different reality.
And you know what? Let's explore this, okay? In a little thought experiment.
Thought experiment.
Let's say you can shift into other realities. How the heck are you steering your consciousness into this reality that you have designed? What is the guarantee that this reality exists out there? And I know that the whole idea of, like, the sci-fi multiverse is like, for every single scenario, there is a
you,
yeah,
and a, in a
there is
universe.
A timeline where that exact thing happened. But it's like,
but this isn't a Marvel movie.
No.
Like, and what are the consequences? Why do you have the power when scripting that you are changing that reality? And a lot of people will be like scripting and they're like, oh, Harry Potter, Ron Weasley, and Draco Malfoy all have a crush on me. And it's like, but what if they don't?
Yeah.
What if they didn't?
Do these people have free will? And also,
are you their god?
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever you shift, is that, whatever you write in your script, is that just, why is that just it? There's no free will.
And when you get there, right, if this is real, you write in your script, right, you know, in this universe, I am dating Draco. Like, we're a couple. We've been dating for this long. This was our first date. When you get there, is your personality exactly the same as the clone's? Because otherwise he's going to be like, what's wrong with you? Like, you've changed.
Yeah.
Like, how is it that in every single shifting scenario, nothing goes wrong and everything is perfect just the way you imagined it? Like, that in and of itself, reality is never perfect.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter which universe to.
In a lot of scripts, they're like, they script that they can't feel pain, that, like, if you get a period, you don't get a period ever. You can't get pregnant. It's like, why can you make this utopia of another reality, but you can only access it in your sleep? And what is it about the power of your own brain that can transport you to a different reality? If that were true, there should be, like, scientists everywhere around you experimenting on you.
Yeah.
Because why can you go to a whole nother reality, just your brain?
Yeah. The government would be all over you. We would never hear about you. ever. It would be like you were never born. You would disappear one day, and no matter which country you live in, because this is an international podcast, your government or the United States government would take you. Because if your government didn't take you, I'm telling you, the United States would.
Yeah.
Like, you would be gone, man. And it's just, let's, again, following this little line of thought, okay? If we truly can do this, assuming it's not a select group of people in our universe, mm-hmm. assuming it's every single person in our world.
Which is what they preach.
Yeah, they're saying anyone can shift, period.
As long as you believe.
Yeah, as long as you believe, of course. Sorry, gaslight. but if anyone can shift, and any one of us can do it, then we are the demons in the multiverse. And yeah. that is real. Because yeah. if we are the reality that we can just go into other realities
and change everything,
we are the demons. If we can possess someone's body and live as them for months.
Years. Script, oh, 1 second in my reality is 10 years in another one. It's like, so are you just going to live forever in that reality? How does that work?
That is just, if that were real, that would be so scary. I would yeah. be paranoid all the time about someone taking over my body from another world and living as me and waking up in 6 years and being like, where am I?
But would you know?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what they wrote under their pillow. Their...
true.
Yeah, I mean, who
Will
knows?
My clone know that I'm in them and be okay with that?
What if I want an original character so I can meet myself in that universe? Can I do that in shifting? Do you know?
I have no idea.
I don't think anyone's ever asked that question.
It's time to ask, I don't know, at Shifting Brittany.
Like... Do you think a shifter would come on the podcast?
No, we're bashing it too much.
Okay, but we would have a real conversation with them. I genuinely want to hear.
I mean, you can ask. Anyway.
Guys, if you know a shifter.
If you are a shifter.
If you are a shifter and you want to come on here, I am
Answer our moral questions.
Yes. Like, I don't want to talk about the science or anything, okay? Because, like, to be honest, that's pretty established. And even if shifting was real, there's no way you'd be able to prove it scientifically.
Yeah.
There is no way. But the moral questions that we're asking, if you think that you know answers to these, I actually want to hear from you. And I have social links in all the episodes and stuff, so you can reach me like 1,000 different ways. But like, if you have answers to these moral questions, or you know of a shifter that has answers, I want to hear them. Because these are actually crazy questions.
Or if you guys have more moral questions, let's talk about them.
In general?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
About shifting. If y'all are like, what about this part of shifting? Like,
yeah.
Let's talk.
Yeah, true. There are so many questions about shifting. I mean, and now, okay.
And most of them go unanswered.
Yes, they are unanswered because they don't want to talk about them. And obviously, right, the same way that there are moral questions for shifting into another reality, which is such a crazy thing to say.
Yeah, just critically think about that sentence.
Can we get some critical thinking in the subreddit?
Yeah.
Like,
do you have a subreddit?
No.
Should we make a subreddit? Let us know.
I don't have any mods. Guys, I need mods to make a subreddit, so.
Oh my gosh, speaking of Reddit, so... I would say one of the biggest communities is on amino apps.
For shifting.
If you don't know what amino apps is, you're lucky. Amino apps is just this, it's basically subreddits, but it's these communities of people in fandoms. And it's just so depraved. Like, it's all very bizarre. I would say, like, amino apps isn't quite as bad as 4chan, but it's definitely below Reddit. So don't check out amino apps. I mean, you can, for shifting alone, don't interact with amino apps. But if you want to look at more methods, amino apps is where they post all of the methods.
Yeah, so shifting, you can find that on TikTok and amino apps, and those are the places.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that if you looked on AO3, you could find guides.
No, Wattpad.
Wattpad?
It's, yeah.
All right.
Archive of Our Own is not the shifting place.
It's, I'm sure you can still find a couple.
I'm sure you can find a couple.
But
Wattpad has a lot of, like, books that are, like, shifting guide or just people, like, telling their shifting stories. Yeah.
So, essentially, right, this episode, we only talked about a few methods. There are literally...
A lot. There are, like, unending,
unending methods because every creator probably has their own tweaks that they make. And then... You know, if they're wise, they'll name it after themselves so they get the credit.
True.
Otherwise, they'll call it something general and then we'll never be able to trace it back to them. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there are obviously moral questions and, like, problems with shifting to another reality and what happens to the person there. But on a more serious note, there are real problems with you as a person, the real person, deluding yourself in this way, because there are real psychological issues that arise when you start disassociating to this level. Like, there are real conditions of dissociative, like, disorders that people can have.
Well, it's genuine delusion.
It's real. Yeah. For some of the people, it really is.
They wholeheartedly believe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's people that go into, like, depressive episodes because they shifted and they were in love for, like, 10 years and then they had to come back to this reality. And it's like, how are you supposed to deal with that?
Yeah. And it's like, the thing is, the reason that it's so scary is because the emotions that they have about things like that are very real.
Yeah.
And no one is saying that those emotions that they're having are not real and that they're not so intense and deep. The issue is that they put that on themselves with that initial belief of, like, you cannot let yourself believe stuff like that and get caught up in these things, because when you're in it, it's really hard to come out of it.
Yeah. There are extremists that call themselves perma shifters, and, you know, it basically is what it sounds like. They want to permanently shift into another reality, essentially putting themselves in this reality into a coma and just living in the other reality until they die. Obviously, that's not healthy at all. And this community, they're all just encouraging each other. And, you know, they're all like, well, yeah, like, the point is we want to leave this reality. Like, it sucks here. And it's like, it's just so unhealthy and delusional and just bad.
It's really bad. And, you know, it, like, I'm not even going overboard when I say this. Like, that is literally how you start a cult. Like, yeah. If you're familiar at all with how cults work, they ease you into it with something that
the
is
the promise of something good.
Yeah, the promise of something good. Like, they'll be like, you know, we're a peaceful community, we're chill, we all want the same thing, this world sucks. And then it turns into something extreme, like, let's send our consciousness to another reality. Which, if you are unfamiliar, a lot of the major cults that unfortunately ended in the death of many of its members in some sort of mass event had a belief like that. And I'm not just connecting shifting to that for no reason, because there are actual small, like, niche communities of shifters who believe that if you die, you can send your consciousness to that reality. And that is truly terrifying.
Yep.
That people are putting out an idea like that.
Yeah.
Because their audience is very impressionable.
Yeah. And a lot of the audience, like, they are already struggling with things like, yes, depression and anxiety.
Because,
and that's why
is...
they want the escapism, yes, of going to another reality where they have no worries and they are loved by all of their favorite characters. So by telling them this, it's just making it worse.
It's really just not okay. And as someone now, right, who's an adult and looking back and seeing, like, because when you're like, I remember being 10, right, and I remember going through middle school and going through high school and now, like, starting doing my first couple years of college, like, looking at how my maturity level developed and the maturity level of those around me, like when you are 12, you don't understand just how impressionable you are. Mm-hmm. And so for these kids, right, they're like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. Like, I can critically think. I know what I'm talking about, and I can make my own decisions.
It's obvious.
Yeah, they're like, I can make my own decisions. I'm responsible, and I know what I'm doing. But looking back and then looking over at the people that are leading the movement that are, like, around my age, it's so irresponsible to put that on these kids. And I don't blame the kids, like I said, because they're just listening to these role models that they see that are saying that this is real and that they can trust them. And I'm looking over at these people that are saying these things, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like,
yeah,
truly, some of them, right, they really do have problems, and obviously they have their own delusions. But there is 100% no way that all of them truly believe this.
Yeah, I think that when, if, like, for shifting, it's such a community that they're so connected.
Yes,
like,
it's tight-knit.
They all believe, like, they all, or at least they put out the image that mm-hmm. they believe. And it's very easy to gain traction in communities like that. So if you think that there are people that, like, don't use it to gain a following, you're wrong.
Yes.
Like, if you are old enough to know how the world works, like, you know that, part of you knows that shifting isn't real.
Yeah. And it's a choice that you make to not examine that, excluding, obviously, mental health problems that people have. Like, the majority of people, they know inside that there's something wrong with what they're saying. And they say it anyway, because they love the following and they love the questions they get. Yeah. And they love this community that they're in because it feels so good to be a part of something. And it's this whole, like, mass hive mind idea that everyone bonds over this thing and they all get together and talk about it. And it's so much fun. And then when someone says, oh my gosh, that's not real, like, what are you guys talking about? It really rains on their parade and they act with a lot of aggression.
They are very aggressive.
The community is very much aggressive and very much, you don't know what you're talking about.
If somebody even is like, I just don't see how shifting is real, they get very defensive and very aggressive. Like, well, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, you're just stupid. Like, how could you say that? And it's like, well, what? Like, you're so, it's just, they go overboard with, like, harassing people that don't believe. And they think that they're getting harassed when people don't believe in shifting. Because, say they post a video, it goes viral, and the comments are like, bro, what is this? Like, you knew going onto the internet and posting something, you would get criticism. TikTok comments, that is all criticism. Like, you can't expect to post something that is, frankly, very odd and not expect to get hate.
You need to go into it ready. And they are ready. They have their...
their little fans,
they
are following.
Their fans are ready. Their army is ready.
Army, dude.
it's really, it's fascinating. And I know that putting up this episode, I might get a couple messages about it at some point. I actually was originally inspired to do it because someone messaged me about shifting, and they assumed that because I know lucid dreaming, I would know about shifting. And they were wrong in that, because I didn't know anything about shifting at the time. Like, I had heard about it before, but obviously...
Yeah, it was really popular in 2020.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, pandemic. We're all stuck at home. Like, what else are you going to do? But I didn't realize that people were still actively pursuing it. Like, I thought people were kind of like, this is cringe. Like, I thought most people realized it was cringe, but I guess there's still a thriving community. And they're ready to fight for what they believe.
Which, respect the passion, you know, respect the dedication, because like lucid dreaming, shifting takes a lot of work. it takes a lot of work to make your script and like do the meditative exercises.
People definitely do a lot of like research on like the characters, on the world. Like you have to have a lot of knowledge about where you're going in order to shift. So, you know, I respect the work ethic, I guess, but I feel like there isn't a lot of payoff, like I already said, I think. But ultimately, like, what if you can't shift and you just spent hours, like, researching the Harry Potter, like, dormitory layout?
Yeah.
It's like, well, you just wasted your time.
I think that as someone who lucid dreams, and you've actually lucid dreamed before as well, yeah. I think that it gives me a unique perspective on shifting, because a lot of the things that they say can only be done in shifting. Like I said, like, oh, it's so vivid, nothing like a dream. Like, time is so long when you're there. Like, it's like a lot of the, like, all of those things that they're talking about are things that you can accomplish within a lucid dream. Except within a lucid dream, you can also control every single aspect of it, and you can fly around and do whatever you want. And then you know that the next day you can do the exact same thing again.
Well, ultimately, I think that they could.
Yes.
I think that they could, but they choose not to because...
Well, the thing is, they actively do not choose to. But because dreams are so suggestible, and these visions or dreams or whatever, right? Obviously, it's not another reality taking us back down to Earth where we really are. You're not going into another reality. You're going into some sort of dreamlike state. And the reality is that these sorts of dream states are very suggestible, and the dream itself will try to keep you interested, and it will try to do things that will elicit emotions from you, be they good or bad, because we have good dreams and we have nightmares, right? But the whole goal is to keep things moving and keep the plot going. And I can tell you right now that no one comes back from shifting and says, oh my gosh, that was so boring. I did homework every day for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I am telling you that they're like, wow, that was amazing. Every moment was so full of action. I hung out with so many characters. And it's like, if you were going into a real reality, it would not be perfect. But if it's a dream, it can be perfect, because your mind knows what you like to do, and it's trying to keep you interested and happy, because it's a dream and you rehearsed it, mm-hmm. and it's a vision that you made up.
And guess what? You scripted, I have no homework.
Yes.
So you don't have to do homework. Uh-huh. And that would change, like, why would that change in your reality, mm-hmm. in that different reality? It's a dream. That's why it changed.
Yeah. It just, there are so many ways to look at shifting through, like, psychology, mm-hmm. from the lucid dreaming community, as an average human being who's like, holy crap.
Like, I'm sure it's very jarring, like, especially if you are, like, if you're not really into, like, fandom spaces and, like, in the internet, because...
Well, some people that listen to this podcast are, like, over 60.
Yeah, I mean...
So, I mean, if
if you are someone and you don't spend a lot of time on the internet, and you don't, like, if you don't even know what a fandom is...
Which is so good, honestly.
If you don't even know what a fandom is, like, this sounds outlandish, mm-hmm. but honestly, like, especially with, like, some of the fandoms that this is taking place in, it's not that out of the ordinary for these fans, because they're so obsessed with what they're doing.
Yes, it is obsession, it's engrossment, it is a complete dedication of their life, mm-hmm. to this content, and it is just, it is not good, it is not healthy. And like, I genuinely probably would not have a problem with people saying, like, yeah, because in the lucid dreaming community, people say all the time, like, I want to go and I want to meet these characters in a lucid dream and stuff. And like, that is extremely common in lucid dreaming.
I think that's fine, because they know it's a dream.
The point that I'm making is that that's totally fine, as long as you understand that you're dreaming, because then you understand
And you understand that they're characters.
Yes, they're characters. They're not real people. And like, it's fun to imagine things and it's totally good to engage in escapism, but it is dangerous to go so far as to say, this is real. And more terrifying than anything else, I can change things there and go
in. I can play God.
I can play God with their world and like go there and live as one of them, which is so creepy.
Yeah. It's very bizarre. And it's very self-centered.
It is.
It's very much, I'm the center of the universe. I can change anything I want. I can make anyone do anything that I want.
Why does Draco have to like you? What if you two genuinely would not?
Why is Draco all of a sudden an uwu little soft boy and he loves you? Like, Draco, if you Malfoy have ever sucks. Seen Harry Potter or read Harry Potter, Draco Malfoy is not a nice character. He's never been nice. Why are you the exception where he's all of a sudden so nice and so thoughtful and caring? Why? Because then you're making this and that's not even the character. That is a figment of your imagination.
There's so much here and it's like emotionally taxing to even think about it. Like, when I was researching for this episode, I sat down for half an hour and I was reading articles because I refused to go on TikTok because I knew
apps.
I was reading articles about shifting and I could just feel my sanity draining. Like, what is that game? The horror game where they go into the house. And
Phasmophobia.
I was literally, I could feel my phasmophobia sanity meter dropping as I was reading. And I found this one specific article, okay? And it was very much on like a little blog millennial website. And it was about like meditation and yoga, the blog was. But they had an article about shifting. And I was reading the article and I kept waiting for the author to be like, LOL, I'm kidding. Shifting isn't real. Or at least to say that like they didn't know if it was real.
There's nothing confirmed.
Yeah, but instead this author, who was a 20-year-old man, okay, I looked at who the author was because I was like, who are you? He said, shifting is real. These are the creators that you can find who shift. And he fully described the whole shifting process. And he was like, shifting has no negative effects on your mental health. Shifting is really good for you. And he even talked about permashifting.
Yeah.
And was like, yeah, you know, some people claim that they will permashift, or some people say they know people who did it. And it's like, that is terrifying that you're a grown man and you're saying that.
Yeah.
You're not a little kid anymore. Like, you have no excuse for saying that.
If you are out in the world and you are writing these articles that are supposedly educational, don't encourage the reader to do stuff like that.
No.
Like, you have to know that there will be consequences for telling people this is totally fine. Because what if it's not?
Yeah, I would not even say that about lucid dreaming. Because like, when people are severely depressed, that same escapism element can come into lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who have said, yeah, I went through a period where I was so depressed that all I wanted to do was sleep. Because when I was lucid dreaming, I could do whatever I wanted. And that is a real danger of lucid dreaming. But the thing is, at least in lucid dreaming, you're not saying you're going to a real other universe.
Yeah. And there's people waiting for you in that universe.
No.
It's just this idea that, like,
it's damaging.
People in the universe, they need you.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you, and you're going to be a hero, and you're going to have everything you want. But that's not reality.
No.
That's not an alternate reality. That's not this reality. That is a dream.
You need real life support.
Professional and help.
Professional help if you're super far into this. Like, you need to ground yourself. Like, sit down outside, touch grass.
Touch grass.
Like, go for a walk in nature, in your neighborhood. pet your dog.
You know, find a cat on your walk, pet the cat.
Find a cat, pet the cat. Like, go swimming, volunteer somewhere. Everywhere needs volunteers at, like, you know, libraries, little, like, animal rescues. There's so many places to volunteer. And those are real things where you can make a real difference in the world. And you can interact with real human beings.
And you know what? Sometimes you just have to romanticize your life.
You do.
You gotta say, you know, I'm volunteering and it's gonna be incredible and I'm saving the world.
Yes.
Because if that's what helps you get up in the morning, then great.
Mm-hmm.
But like writing a script and like making these fake people love you isn't gonna fix your problems.
Mm-hmm. And real talk, right? You really can change the world in the smallest of ways. Like, yeah. If you're volunteering somewhere and you ask someone just like, hey man, how are you doing? Like, you know, you look sad today or something. Like, that can literally renew someone's will to live. That is not an exaggeration.
Yeah. Human connection is
so means important. So much to people, especially in this era. Like, we were just talking about this earlier, my family and I, like, we live in such a lonely age where everyone is constantly connected and at the same time they are all by themselves because everyone feels so isolated and they don't know how to reach out to other people. And sometimes just having someone ask you like how your day is going, they're like, oh my gosh, another living person noticed that I'm alive. Like, yeah. That you just don't understand that it can really change someone's life. And
key part of this, another living person.
Yes, not
a fake dream, alternate reality. Like, people that are tangible.
Yeah. Passion is good. Obsession is not.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at.
All right. All that to say, is shifting real?
No.
The
practice of shifting is something that people really do.
Yeah.
They do. But the idea that you can send your consciousness to another reality by going to sleep.
That's insane.
I'm going to vote no on that.
The jury's out on
that. Yeah. If I needed to cast my vote, I would say no.
I would say no.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Let's
critically think.
I've had some weird dreams, okay, guys? Like, I've had some weird dreams. I've had dreams where I woke up and I was like, that was literally insane. That was so crazy. But, like, at the end of the day, it's just a dream.
It's just a dream.
That's the name of Hawa's podcast.
Hey, shout out.
Shout out to Hawa. She's listening.
Hey, thanks for listening.
She gets a shout out in like every episode now. It's so funny. So to say again, okay, if you know of a shifter that you think would be willing to have a real conversation about the moral implications of shifting,
hey, let us know.
I would talk to them about that.
Yeah.
Like, but they need to actually be willing to talk about it. I don't want them to come on here.
No defensive. No, like...
no. I don't want them to come on here and be like, you're stupid. Like, they don't even want to know how many hours I have logged in dreams. Like, I don't want to hear about their shifting expertise. Like, babe, I have done it too. Like,
we just call it different
things. Yeah, no, we call it a different thing. But like, I don't want to, nah. Okay. So, I mean, that's all though.
Yeah.
Right? That's all, folks.
Yeah.
So
thanks for listening.
Yes. This has been another episode of the Dream On Podcast. Bridget.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on here.
Yeah. It's you know, it's my passion.
Yeah.
I love to talk about delusion.
Bridget loves to debunk shifting.
I do.
That's all. You can find her on Reddit in the shifting community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Posting hate comments.
Find me on Amino apps.
When people talk about what are they? Anti-shifters?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When people talk about anti-shifters, those are just Bridget's burners accounts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are her burner accounts. Every single one of those. Mm-hmm.
They present as BTS stan accounts, yeah. But I promise you it's actually an anti-shifting account.
Yep. All of them.
All of them. I have hundreds of accounts. You'll never track me down.
It's like a job.
Yeah. I should be getting paid.
Yeah. You should support me on Patreon. And I'll pay Bridget with that money.
Yo.
if you pay me
for my anti-shifting content.
If you include a special message, I'll give it to her. No lie.
Thank you.
I'll Venmo her. All right, guys. It's been good. It's been fun. Yep. All right. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, ground yourself in reality. Keep doing your little dream journals. Keep lucid dreaming, guys. Yeah. Thank you. And dream on.